Well, good morning. Good morning, our other co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We so endearly call her Mother Eagle. We're so glad to have you on the call. We have tagged this, We Love You, Jesus, Monday. And I just want to read one more verse out of 1 John chapter 4, and it says in verse 10, herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Let's go to the Father in prayer. Father, we thank you, Father, for loving us, for showing us how to love, for loving us first, for allowing us to be your children, Father. We do love you. We love you. We love you because you gave your only son for us, for our salvation, Father, to bring us back to you, because you were lonely without us and because we were in darkness and you wanted us to be in your perfect light. Oh, Father, we bless you this morning and we thank you for this call. Father, we thank you for the true anointed women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who said yes to you, Father, and organized this call so that they could grow up and equip soldiers for you. Father, we thank you for the company that brought us together, Artist Life. We thank you for Papa and Mama Diaz de Leon, Father. We thank you for their children. We thank you for their products, Father. We thank you, Father, for the people who have assembled on this call today. Father, bless them. Give them a word that they've come on to hear, Father. We pray for the anointed speaker today. Let her speak boldly, Father, as she always does. Father, let it be a rhema word for us. And may we be doers and not just hearers of that word. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, amen and thank God. Is the host on this morning? We're going to turn it over to you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Songbird. Thank you so much for ushering us in this morning.
Thank you so much, Minister Sierra, for serving us in excellence this morning. Thank you for making sure that we were safely seated and greeted this morning. May God continue to bless you is our prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I am your host for this morning. And I welcome you to the Master's Call on behalf of our two co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. And I thank God for their yes, because it allows us to dial in each and every day to this telecommunication sanctuary called the Master's Call. See, this call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and yes, we are approaching our ninth year here on the Master's Call, where lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." We also have a website for our call, so if you are joining us for the first time, as I heard many new names come on the call this morning, please, please, please visit our website at www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And you may be wondering, how are we united here together on the Master's Call? Well, most of us have been here because of a company called Artist Life, known as Artist International, a phenomenal health and wellness company that is transforming lives all over the world. And an appointment with Artist will change your life. And if you would like your life to be changed, get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will share more with you. maybe there is a time where you need someone to be in agreement with you in prayer. Maybe you have a prayer request. Maybe you have a testimony. Well, we have an email that you can send that information to, and that would be info@themasterscall.net. So info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle will respond to you. Immediately following this call, it is Monday. So today is Inspirational Monday on the new Morning Motivational Call, and that will be following this call. That number to call in is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Today, Dr. Vanessa will be hosting the call, and Minister Jackie Henderson will be bringing the message for Inspirational Monday. But right now, it is time for us to hear from our speaker here on the Master's Call. And our speaker here is definitely a woman who in the last few weeks has been on the move, moving in the kingdom, making things happen with momentum. And who am I talking about? None other than our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. I believe this morning she will greet us all the way from Florida, where she has been celebrating with the Watermans, birthdays, anniversaries, and new things that are happening in their life. And so she is definitely a woman who is precious. She is a woman of excellence. She is a kingdom woman. She is outstanding. She's loving, and she is our anointed and appointed speaker this morning. And if you want more about her, you could go to her bio, which is on our website, www.themasterscall.net. But at this time, the next voice that you will hear, and it is an honor to bring her to the line, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning, Songbird. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Wow, to God be the glory. Thank you so much for opening us up with praise and worship. Oh, how I love Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Jesus is love, and were it not for his love, I would know love. And I love you all today because Jesus loved me and taught me the real meaning and continues to teach me the meaning of love, love. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God that he loved us so much that he gave us his son, Jesus. I know I'm preaching already. Somebody ought to say amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Sharon, for coming on all the way from that Houston town, loving up on you this morning, thanking you for your continued commitment to this call. And yes, 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 indeed, God is love. God is love. Jesus is love. And I love all of you all this morning. Thank God for my co-host, my sister, my love there, Dr. Vanessa. And I'm just praising God for her being there in that Prairie View, Texas town. And, they said, everything is big down there in Texas. And I tell you, this woman has a big heart, and she just loves up on the artist family and this TMC family. And so today we are all throwing love back that way, back toward that big Texas town, telling her how much we love and appreciate her for what she does. Each and every one of you, I heard you as you were coming on. I just want to give a real shout out for my friend Katri here in Fort Lauderdale, who has hosted me like the queen that the Lord has placed me in, queenship that I'm in. Lord, this girl has just been off the chain. And last night, her mother is 90 years old, and we got a call that she was not doing well. And I could just see if Katrina had a plane, she would have just flown right on in there. But I just thank God that she has a sister who lives not too far. Her mother is still in the state of mind where she's driving, living by herself, and won't nobody to just come and take care of her. But they got her to the doctor last night, got her to the hospital, to emergency, and they're taking care of her. And I'm just believing God that she has some more time here with us. And so, Miss Mildred, we are going to be continuing to lift her up in prayer today. So with that being said, I just want you all to know that this has been a powerful, powerful weekend here with Lance and Laurie Waterman. They were members of Artist. Artist has brought so many good people into my life, and I'm just crying about it. Tears of joy today when I think about all of the people that I'm connected to because of this great company. And we had his 60th birthday. He got his degree, his bachelor's, and just pressed right on through to his master's and is on track going on to that doctorate. I tell you, he's on the road, and I'm just so proud of them. And we also celebrated their 20th anniversary, wedding anniversary. You all know I'm here to tell you God ordained marriage, and it was just absolutely gorgeous. And for him and them to bring together 125, 150, it was a lot of people. Good Lord, it was just a magnificent weekend. And they just moved into a new house and had me to bless that on yesterday. And so being with them just kind of, you know, let me know that I have a few years under my belt, and I don't run this old horse like I used to. But in spite of it all, I have danced and had a really good time here with these children. All righty. With that being said, I need to go right back to where I was on Thursday with you, talking about what we need to do to get ourselves in the place so that we can have the breakthroughs. Hallelujah. It's time for breakthroughs in our lives. It is time for you to have a breakthrough in your health. You've been sick long enough. It's time out talking about my toe hurting, my head hurting, my back hurting, my hip hurting, my stomach hurting, everything hurting. Good God of mercy. It's time to be healed in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare you have a health breakthrough. It's time to have a financial breakthrough. Being broke and down and out, it's time out and it's time out for PK to be badly bent. I don't need to be badly bent. I need to be walking into my wealthy place, and so do you. Time for your breakthrough. Breakthrough in your relationships. You just can't get along with anybody. Nobody want to be married to you because you're just so mean. And God wants you to have love. Somebody said to me yesterday, I am 55 years old, and I don't even know what it means to be loved well. I've never been loved well. And you, Dr. Roberts, you've been loved well by two men you say. I said, and I say it again, and it is nothing but the truth. But it is because that was God's purpose for my life. Some, like Paul, were purposed to be single all of their lives. You ain't supposed to have a husband or a wife. You're supposed to be single. Get in your mind, know where it is that God would have you to be, and get happy there, and go on and live your life full of the purpose that God has for you. Oh, I know somebody ain't liking up on me right now, but it's all right. I'm going to tell you what thus says the Lord. Get your breakthrough in your relationship. Get your breakthrough in your health, and get your breakthrough with your finances. God wants you to live a life full of purpose. He wants you to do everything that he's put on the inside of you to do. So as we are preparing for our fast, we want to get ourselves in the place so that as we fast, our fasting will release anointing up on our lives. We will be in a place whereby all of the things that have been held back or are holding us back will break. Hallelujah. Yokes will be destroyed, and we will go forth so that we can do the things that God has called and ordained us to do. So in Galatians 5, I read to you, and I will read again, these are the things that will prevent us from having all that we are to receive from the Lord. on September the 3rd, when we start the fast, we want to start it with as much power and anointing as we want to end. We want to see the end of the thing when we begin it, okay? So we want to begin the fast in a powerful place, and we want to end it in a powerful place. How about that? So therefore, we are using these days to get our mind, Somebody touch your mind and say, God, get my mind straight. Hallelujah. Give me a mind stayed on you, a mind ready to go forth, a mind ready to step right into the place of greatness, doing those things, hallelujah, Jesus, that you have assigned to me. Galatians 5:19. Now the works of the flesh. Somebody said the flesh. The flesh are manifest. Which are these things? In the flesh, I heard somebody say, there is nothing good in this flesh. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred. Lord have mercy. I don't hate anybody. We said love, 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 yes. Wrath, emulation, strife, heresies, envious, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. We are fasting so that we can inherit the kingdom of God here on earth and eternally. Amen. Let me see, where am I with this here? Oh, Jesus. Okay, I got it. I talked to you about adultery, fornication, the uncleanness of this flesh, lasciviousness. I didn't go through all of them, so I just want to say that the meaning of all of these fleshly desires should be looked into so that you will know without a shadow of a doubt that you aren't doing anything that is going to prevent you from getting what God has for you. God has great things for you, great things in store for you. Today, I just want to highlight the fact that there are other sins that is mentioned in the Bible that I want to highlight as well, so that if you didn't fall in that list, you need to check yourself and see if you fall in this list. I really had to check myself when he took me to this list, and because anything that is going to hinder us from receiving the breakthroughs that the Lord has for us, we want to address them. Amen. We want to look at them because sin separates us from God, and we want to be so connected with God. We want God to be pleased with us. We want God to smile upon us. And so when I looked at a couple of more scriptures, and this one is the one that gets many Christians, and they don't know. But I'm going to read this list real quick, and I'm going to just talk about this one just for 3 or 4 minutes. Pride. Somebody said pride. Pride. Unforgiveness will keep you and prevent you from getting what God has for you. Uh-oh, this is a big one. Not tithing. Not giving as God has said that you should give. I know that you already have your little plan together, but God will come in. I know he will. I've been sitting in church, and God said, take your whole pocketbook up there and empty it. And I'm saying, are you serious? You know I got those bills. Isn't it amazing how we talk to God like God doesn't know what's going on with us? Yes, I'm serious. That's what I said. And then I go up and then pour those pennies out there on the altar, and then the prophet said to me, from this day forward, you will never be without money. Do you know from that day to this day, I've always, 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 do you hear me, somebody say, God has always supplied my every need. I've been looking around, and I said, God, you said I would never be broken. I don't have any money. He said, you aren't broke. You're badly bent, and you ain't got no business being badly bent. Now, look over there in that pocketbook that you put back there in that back of that closet and get that money out of it. Go back there, pull that pocketbook out that I had forgot that I had back there and have more in it than I should have had, that I forgot that I even had in there. God is a God who does not lie. God is faithful to his word and his promises. God has made you some promises that you may have forgotten, but he never forgets. God is faithful. Okay, filthy house, disorder, chaos, confusion, all of that stuff will prevent you from getting exactly where God would have you to be. I know you don't think it will, but it will. Doubt and unbelief, division, negativity, generational curses. Somebody ought to say, that curse right there stops right here, no more. Oh, yeah, you beat my grandmama up with it, my mama, but ha, glory be to God, it stops right here. Bad association, being yoked with evil or wrong. I was talking to somebody, they said, I've been married to this man for 25 years. I know he ain't my husband, and I've been miserable all those years. I said, well, since you know that you know, hey, how many more years you going to be miserable? Word cursing, and letting anything drop out of your lips. You ain't got no business talking any kind of way, letting all these old nasty words fall out of your mouth, talking about you saved and you following God. Gossip, slandering, and poison dropping out of your mouth. Not expecting breakthrough, thinking you don't deserve it. I don't think I'm worthy of all of that. If I could just be a thousandaire, I ain't worried about being a millionaire. You need to get somewhere and sit down and shut up and stop talking like that. That's not like God. God gave Jesus, and Jesus gave his life so that we can live abundantly. Abundantly meaning that you have more than you need and enough to help somebody else. Come on, somebody. Not being faithful over what we currently have. You, God has blessed you, but you're unfaithful over what he has given you. Rebellious, disobedient, and judging others. Now, the one that just for, oh, I ain't got 3 minutes. I got one now. Pride. I want you to look at this thing called pride. Read the scripture on pride over in Ezekiel 28, 12, and 18, and Isaiah 14, 12, 16. Somebody said you said that too fast, Dr. Roberts. Let me say them again. Ezekiel 28, 12 through 18, and Isaiah 14, 12 through 16. Pride. It was pride and the lust of the eyes that drove Satan out of heaven. Pride is the root of many different types of sin, and I told you that sin separates us from God. And as we take a closer look at what Lucifer did, then we'll know that we can find ourselves in that place without even thinking about it. Not me, Dr. Roberts. Not me. Well, let's do this little test. I had to do this test, and when I looked at the symptoms of pride, I had to act out. Forgive me, Lord, help me. Are your feelings hurt easily? I don't hurt that bad. I don't carry them on my shoulder, but you can't hurt the old girl. Does it irritate you when people don't agree with you? Does it really bother you when someone corrects you with your mistakes? You need to know you're dealing with some pride there. Is it hard for you to admit your mistakes? You are always right and others are always wrong. I don't say that. I say I'm usually right. Well, that's a little pride there. Do you think it hard to compromise? Or do you find it hard to compromise? Is it your way or no way or the highway? Are you often stressed? Every time you looked out, you're stressed out. Do you find yourself giving more criticisms than you do compliments? Yes. Are you quick to judge other people on first appearances? Are you usually more concerned with your needs and wants than the needs of people who surround you? You better check out your pride. If someone has hurt you or done you wrong in the past, do you hold bitterness and resentment against that person? Uh-huh. Do you seek praise for things over which you do not have control? I mean, over which you have a little control. Yeah, I mean, beauty, your talents, your abilities, and if folks don't tell you how cute you are, how fine you're looking, and how great you are, you get offended. Uh-huh, that's what that means. Do you often compete or compare yourself with someone else? Oh, I got delivered from that because I used to want to preach just like Claudette Copeland. I said, if I could ever, honey, that child sat me down one day and said, you don't know what's in my alabaster box. If we can switch lives right now, give me your husband and your two babies, and you take my husband and this ministry over here and this cat I have to come to because, you see, I will never have a child. Oh, that thing set me free. I said, if I don't never preach like nobody but PK, Glory to God. It's all right with me. Somebody ought to say, I know she's talking to me right now. Do you neglect seeking the help of God in scripture and prayer and seeking the help of others in Christian accountability and community? I love this platform right here because Dr. Vanessa will hold us all accountable to our mess. And do you see yourself as having eliminated most of the sin in your life or as having very little sin? Nothing is really wrong with me. Well, I have you to know every day God give us mercies every morning because he knows that we messed up yesterday. So we start over clean every day. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Y'all, I got to stop. I know I do. I ain't finished, but I'm just going to stop. I hear you, Dr. Vanessa. I'm coming on in. Listen, I want you to look at yourselves. Look at yourself and sing that old song. Lord, turn the light from heaven on my soul. And if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. I want to be right and I want to be whole. I want to be saved. I want to do it right, God. I want you to be pleased with me in everything I do. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Come on, Minister Tiffany, and take us out of here.
Thank you so much, Dr. PK. What a powerful message, and we know that there is more to come. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day, but let us take a moment to go to our Father in prayer and pray over our prayer requests. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just bless you, and we love you. We thank you, Lord, for everything that we are, everything that we have is because of you. And so we thank you for your unconditional love. We thank you for the message that you downloaded to Dr. PK. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will fill her up with your virtue, God, that thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, will be manifested in her life on this day and forevermore, Father. I ask that you would bless each and every single person who is on this line under the sound of my voice. I speak right now that they will walk into the plans and purposes that you have for their life, God. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up Denise Brown to you, oh God. I pray right now that you would just strengthen her in the name of Jesus. Anything that is in you that is not in her, that is not of you, I ask that you remove it in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray for all those who are traveling, that you would just dispatch your angels to lead them to and from safely in the name of Jesus. I speak total healing and restoration over Minister Kai right now in the name of Jesus, and anyone that has any financial needs. God, you said that you are our shepherd and that we shall not want, Father. So I ask that you would manifest every single blessing that we stand in need of in the name of Jesus, Father. And as the children go back to school, I pray peace in the classroom, peace on the playground, peace on the school buses, peace on the highways and byways. I pray that you would protect our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren as they go to and fro, God. And we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and all the praise. And these things I decree in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So we want to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To go back and listen to the replay, it is 712-432-1085. Use the PIN code 957-677-POUND. We'll be headed over to the new Morning Motivational Call where Dr. Vanessa will be hosting and Minister Jackie will be bringing the message. That number is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Sharon, for seating us and greeting us this morning. Dr. PK, thank you for that message. And it has been a privilege and pleasure for me to not only host this call this morning, but to usher in the presence of God this morning in worship. We look forward to hearing all of you back on the line tomorrow and share this call with someone. Dr. PK, can you come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day?
Absolutely. As we leave this call, Lord Jesus, we ask that your precious Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide in each of our lives so that we would live super fantastic lifestyles. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy God. Amen and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic day, my friends. Bye-bye.